Well,
that how you doing it? I've just met him in a lawyer's up in Glasgow.
Right.
He's saying you say to him, if the work's that bad, you don't need to pay.
No, I didn't. Absolutely nothing about non-payment or well, if you like to put him on the phone now, I'll call him a liar to his face. He's talking absolute nonsense and telling you a pack of lies.
That's him coming back, you know, Dad. What do you want to do? Do you want to put him on to you?
I put him on.
All right.
When did the conversation come about that I said to you not to pay James?
On the text, mate, eh?
No, I didn't.
No, you did, mate. Right. I know it's like, right, because James is here. You got to watch what you say.
Don't namby pamby push your foot at me. I'm talking to you. Me and you spoke and had conversations. Text, no arrest, like a couple of gentlemen. And yep. No way did I say anything about holding back payment.
Look, it's my word, right? My word is my bond. My phone isn't working at the moment. You know what I mean? Just compare
you know what I mean? Listen. I've been on the block as well, mate, more times than you would imagine.
I know as far as I've been right round the block and round the block again. I'm not paying him. That's it. We've had this discussion. You told me not to pay him.
No, I didn't.
Right, don't make yourself look a fool.
No, you are looking a fool because you're telling a pack of lies.
You said to me that the boys got previous, right? I get that.
What? Why would I say that?
You're being honest and I like that.
I'm being honest?
You're a good guy underneath it all, but you're a liar as well.
And I would turn around and say to you, don't pay my son X amount of money which is going to be out of his pocket, his wife's pocket, my granddaughter's pocket. Are you mad?
And I salute you for doing that, Eddie. I salute your honesty. You're a good man for admitting that your son is a charlatan.
I hope I'm on loudspeaker. You put me on loudspeaker.
I'll put you on loudspeaker. I've got my lawyer here as well.
That's fine. Put me on loudspeaker so the lawyer can hear what I'm saying.
You're on loudspeaker now. And your son James is here as well.
Right, listen. The correspondence I had with Mr. was as a go-between, a middleman between himself and James.
He's trying to look after his son, that's all it is.
No,
they're in it together.
Is one of my clients. I've dealt with him for a while. He's an honest man.
Thank you.
You, sir, are from a family of builders.
I'm not a builder. I was a go-between, a middleman.
Well, why am I dealing with middlemen?
I'm 10 minutes away and I could come and show you any conversation about James being a charlatan, to use his words.
Nah, did you just call me a charlatan?
I heard him, son. He called you a charlatan. You called him a charlatan there. My lawyer heard it too. No. James, I'm sorry this man's your dad.
Quite disappointing, actually. I trusted you to be the middleman here to try and sort this out, and it seems as if you've just made things worse.
What? James, listen to me, son. He says to me that I says to him.
He says to me, she says to her, Glasgow scum.
That's exactly where they are, Mrs. Gillespie.
Glasgow scum?
Two of them are.
Who the are you talking to?
Two of you scum.
You know something, Chief, at the outset, I told James there was something about you. Something about you. And for you to turn around and call me Glasgow scum, who do you think you're speaking to?
Listen, I know exactly who I'm speaking to.
No, you don't.
I'm speaking to scum.
Meet me face to face and say that.
Well, that's interesting what my lawyer's just pulled up there, Eddie. Apparently there's been previous.
From?
With you not paying for your kids.
How would you possibly know that?
My lawyer's just pulled it up right now.
That's none of your lawyer's business, what, Eddie?
You're backpedalling now, aren't you, Eddie? Yeah, backpedalling now.
I'm going to go and see my lawyer to see your lawyer. Your lawyer's absolutely no right whatsoever. What the f*** does that go to do with your build or James?
It means that I don't need to pay James now, is that right, Mrs. Gillespie?
It is.
Family of criminals.
How the f*** have they got information on that?
Right, why don't we give James £100?
What are you paying £100 for?
For being on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad! James, you played a blinder, by the way. Eddie, cheers, mate. Cheers, James. Well played, sir. See you soon.
Thank you, bye.